Upstate's Health Link on Air. Linda Cohen along with you. This year, more than 33,000 people will be diagnosed with thyroid cancer in the United States, and about 75% will be women, making it the eighth most common cancer in women. And it's growing. Well, joining us this morning to tell us more about this problem is Dr. Roberto Izquierdo, Professor of Medicine and Pediatrics and the Associate Director of the Joslin Diabetes Center and the Medical Director of the Thyroid Cancer Center at Upstate. Welcome and thanks for joining us this morning, Dr. Izquierdo. So thyroid cancer is growing in this country.
Yep.
Tell us about that.
It's one of the most rapidly growing cancers. It is the most rapidly growing cancer that's being diagnosed over the past couple of decades.
Why is that? Do we have any idea what's causing it?
There's a couple of hypotheses. One is that we're detecting the cancer at an earlier stage because of imaging studies. So you have a person who goes in for a carotid ultrasound because they're suspecting carotid artery disease, and they do the ultrasound and they find a thyroid nodule. Or somebody has a chest x-ray for a cough and they find a thyroid nodule. So that's one of the reasons. But still, that's one of the reasons because most of the cancers that are being detected are the smaller cancer.
So early stages.
Early stages. And these are cancers that are less than a centimeter, or 50% of cancers that are less than a centimeter and 80% of cancers less than 2 centimeters. However, there's also an increase in cancers that are over 5 centimeters.
Wow.
So it's not just, so you cannot attribute the increase just to
early detection
due through medical imaging studies and thyroid ultrasound.
But as I said in the introduction, it looks like a lot more women are getting it. Who gets this problem?
Yeah,
and tell us first, before you go on, exactly what is it? I mean, are we finding nodules in the thyroid gland? Is that what it is?
That's right. So we're finding nodules, which is a lump in the thyroid gland.
Which is located
below the Boyce box, but lower than the Adam's apple, and is closer to the collarbone. And so we're finding nodules or lumps, which are growth of tissues right in the thyroid. And about 5% of these nodules are thyroid cancer.
So some of those growths, which you can find, are benign, meaning they're not cancerous.
Right. Most of them are benign.
Most are.
So 95% are benign. Only 5% are thyroid cancer.
And the thyroid gland is the gland isn't it the controller of a system of glands in the body?
Well, the thyroid gland produces thyroid hormone, which has a hand in a lot of metabolic processes. So if in order to feel well, you need to have enough thyroid hormone. So,
and the cancer will then play a role not benign cancer, if it's a serious cancer, then it will influence the functioning of the thyroid gland?
Most thyroid cancer are asymptomatic, and they're either diagnosed through a physical exam by their doctor or by another ex-radiological study, as we discussed. And sometimes the patient themselves can discover the thyroid cancer. So there is a test that you could do at home, which is proposed by the American Academy of Clinical Endocrinologists, American Association of Clinical Endocrinologists, which is the thyroid check. And all you need is a glass of water and a mirror. So you could just sit in front of the mirror and then tilt your head a little bit back and then take a sip of water and then look in your lower neck.
What will you be looking for?
So if you see any lumps or protrusions, then just go see your doctor. So
to determine whether there, first of all, whether there's truly a growth there, excuse me, and then have further testing to find out if it's malignant.
It's cancer or not.
Yeah. So you just said that, you just said that, forgive me, that this drug, that this cancer doesn't affect the functioning of the thyroid. So what is the problem with it? What does it do?
Well, if it continues to grow, then the main problem is that it does start invading the surrounding tissues. And that's how it causes this arm. It'll invade the muscles, the trachea and the windpipe, and even the carotid artery, because the thyroid is between the windpipe or trachea and the carotid artery. So that's how, and then so some of the symptoms that you may present is hoarseness, because the nerve to the voice box runs behind the thyroid. So hoarseness, trouble swallowing, difficulty breathing, but these are in advanced stages.
What are some of the other things that seem to cause it, though? I read somewhere something about exposure to radiation, yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah, we don't know exactly what are a couple of the causes that we have identified is radiation exposure. So we know, like, survivors from Hiroshima or people exposed to ionizing radiation from the Chernobyl disaster back in the 1980s Ukraine.
How about things like dental x-rays that we're all getting all the time, yeah, or mammograms that women are getting? Is there any danger of x-ray exposure there?
Yeah, there's some epidemiological evidence that there's an increased risk of thyroid cancer in patients exposed to many dental x-rays, and an increased risk of thyroid cancer in dental hygienists and dentists.
So people who are really involved around x-ray, yeah, machines and always being exposed to, right, radiation.
But I would recommend, if you're going to have dental x-ray, to have your thyroid shield. And that's also a recommendation from the American Dental Association.
Why do you think more women are getting it?
And the other thing is, but however, I don't think mammography has been associated with thyroid cancer.
It has not. Okay.
Has not. And there have done some more recent studies where they study the dose exposure, and there was no increased risk of cancer.
Is there a familial tendency?
There's
for
also
people?
A familial component, a genetic component. So individuals who are first relative to someone with thyroid cancer have a higher risk of developing thyroid cancer.
So it's not just that they would develop benign nodules, but they would actually develop a cancer.
That's right.
Okay. So what are the different types of cancer that you see? Well, what kind of cell types or what kind of problems that we see with it?
Yeah, the most common is papillary thyroid cancer, and that has a very benign course. So with surgery and treatment with radioactive iodine, the 20-year survival is like 95% plus. But there's other types of thyroid cancer that are more serious, like follicular thyroid cancer or medullary thyroid cancer, or in some cancers that are not well differentiated, like insulin thyroid cancer.
What does that mean?
That's a type of thyroid cancer in which the cells have a specific appearance, and they have a worse prognostic
outcome. What the different terms that you're using, papillary, yeah, and follicular and anaplastic or whatever, mm-hmm, those are the type of cell that's developing in the thyroid?
That's right. That's the type
and that's
of cell.
What characterizes or determines what the outcome will be and how invasive or how dangerous it is?
Yes.
Also how fast growing it is?
And how fast it's growing, yeah. So yeah. Generally papillary and generally well-differentiated follicular thyroid cancers grow very slowly, mm-hmm, as opposed to some of the other more aggressive types, but those again are very rare.
So, are they ever life-threatening? I guess is the question.
And, yes, they are. Some,
if left, for example,
left alone, or in some of these subtypes that are again very infrequent are life-threatening, like anaplastic thyroid cancer or poorly differentiated thyroid.
So, a little bit earlier, you were explaining to our listeners that you could do your own check to, yeah, see if you even have any kind of lumps or bumps down there,
right,
with that swallow test. But what would you do next? I mean, you would want to have a physician check you out.
Right.
What happens if they do determine that you have something there? What's the next step?
Well, the next step will be to check your thyroid function test. So that's a blood test because some thyroid nodules are functioning, and then that could cause. And also a condition that's very common in women too, and men, but Hashimoto's thyroiditis, which is the most common type of underactive thyroid, can also be associated with a hypothyroidism or low thyroid hormone levels.
So in other words, they would take your blood test,
right,
and they would find that you either have an underactive thyroid. Would it ever be that your thyroid was overactive?
It could be overactive.
Either way.
Yeah, or it most likely will be normal. So then the next step after the blood test is to do a thyroid ultrasound. to see if you actually have a thyroid nodule or just a diffuse goiter or enlargement of the thyroid.
So in other words, just palpating it or physical exam would determine that there's something there.
There's something there.
And the blood test, you make it sound like the blood test wouldn't tell you very much.
Well, not usually very much.
So the next step would be the ultrasound.
The ultrasound.
And what would that tell you?
Well, the ultrasound will tell us the specific type of nodule. So if it's, for example, cystic or solid, and that may have, whether it has some other features that are suggestive of thyroid cancer. So it's very useful. And then usually a lot of thyroid nodules are not detected by physical exam. So the ultrasound, if you have an abnormal exam, and thyroid ultrasound will be helpful in seeing if you have other thyroid nodules.
So then what do they do?
And after that, then the next step, if you have a nodule that meets certain criteria clinically and sonographically, then you do a fine needle aspiration.
Which means
it's placing a thin needle, a very fine needle, into the thyroid a few times, usually 2 to 4 times, to obtain some cells from the thyroid nodule. Then these are placed on a slide and stain, and then looked under the microscope.
So they do a pathology report to see the kind of cells that they find. So it's like a punch biopsy.
That's right. Yeah, this is a little less invasive. It's, I equate it a little bit to a blood test because you are putting a needle into a structure.
Mm-hmm. Is that painful?
In my experience, most patients, what they feel is pressure, so not so much pain.
Mm-hmm. And then once they determine the cell type, what's the next step?
If it is not cancer, then we just monitor the nodule with an exam and ultrasound in 6 months, and then a year later to make sure there's no growth. And if it's cancer, then we refer the patient to a surgery for removal of the thyroid.
So if you have your thyroid removed as a way of protecting, this from the cancer growing beyond that, first of all, is the removal of the thyroid sufficient to protect you? Or at that point, is there radiation needed or some other treatment?
Yeah, well, the other treatment that's recommended is radioactive iodine after surgery. And that's the thyroid takes up iodine from the blood to make thyroid hormone, because thyroid hormone has 4 groups of iodine. So if it's radioactive, any remaining cells are killed.
So basically you're eradicating any trace of a thyroid.
That's right.
By doing that combined treatment.
That's right.
And at that point, can you feel that you're basically cured?
Yes. The only thing, you do need monitoring, because even though the prognosis is very good for the most common type of thyroid cancer, the recurrence rate is high. So about 10%.
Even if there's no thyroid left, the cancer can return.
It can return.
And where does it return to?
Generally, the most common site is in the local lymph nodes in the neck. So then the neck, if it does return, the next is further surgery or further radioactive iodine therapy.
So they never do things like chemotherapy in this kind of cancer?
No, chemotherapy is not as effective. So we don't do chemotherapy unless you have widely metastatic thyroid cancer that have not responded to the previous
therapy. Well, it sounds like they can handle this kind of cancer. It sounds like we have the kind of technology that tells us about it early, which is always a very good sign. Well, thank you so much for coming in and sharing that. I think that will put a lot of people's minds at ease about thyroid cancer. Even though it's growing, we have techniques to deal with it. My guest has been Dr. Roberto Izquierdo, Professor of Medicine and Pediatrics and Associate Director of the Joslin Diabetes Center and the Medical Director of the Thyroid Cancer Center at Upstate. We'll be right back after this short break. I'm Linda Cohen, and this is Upstate's HealthLink on Air.